Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Thank you. We're getting echo.
Mrs. Bynum, I think you have two devices on. One of the devices will have to be muted or turned off.
Greetings. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to New Beginnings Ministry. We are here every Wednesday. at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you for participating and taking your time out for this hour. As we move forward, for those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, we're an interactive Bible study. You can call in two different ways. You can call in the Blog Talk Radio, and the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you will be connected to Blog Talk Radio. Just hit the number one, and it lets us know you have a question. And the other opportunity you can call in is we are on Zoom. If you'd like to participate on Zoom, the call-in number is 505-563. I'm sorry, the call-in number for right is 505-563-6808. That is the Zoom number. If you'd like to participate and if you want to see a face, connect a face with a name, you can do that. So, again, the number for Zoom is 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that is Psalm 23, capital S, capital P-S-A-L-M 23. Again, the password is capital P-S-A-L-M 23, Psalm without an S, 23. And the other way that you can listen in is you can call in the number. And the call-in number would be 505. I have so many numbers here. 309-205-3325. That's 309-205-3325. That is the call-in number if you just want to call in and you do not want to a face-to-face interaction. And if they ask you for a passcode, the passcode would be 505-563-6808. That is the passcode. The last thing, message that we have is if you would like to listen to this message in the end, share it with someone in your family, be a blessing to someone and share the Word of God, proclaiming the God, Word of God. You can call into Blog Talk Radio. You can call in, and once you dial Blog Talk Radio, then place in We Can Begin Again. That's We Can Begin Again. My goodness, I'm getting so many numbers. I'm getting so many stuff. I'm not letting my wife do this. I mean, she has a better mind than I do. Again, the Zoom number when we go through this is, am I incorrect, Suzanne? Okay. Again, the dial-in number is 309-205-3325. Amen. That is the dial-in number, and you can be connected on Zoom just with dial-in. So we got a number of different ways that you can reach us. So I hope that you jotted down those numbers, and if you have a question, you can put it in the chat. Amen. Put it in the chat, and we will get back with you and get that information. As we move forward, remember that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So we come together this evening. We are back in New Jersey with none other than Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles, who has a word for you. Please telephone, tell a friend that Pastor Miles is on the line, and he has a word for this week. And just be a blessing to someone. So as we move on forward, I'm going to move on over, and the next voice that you're going to hear would be Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles. I'm listening on the phone, and I'm getting a feedback from someone. I don't know if that's 804 or 803. Okay, that must be the 804 number. Okay, that's mine. We're turning it on over to you.
We actually have to go through Zoom. Can you hear me now on Zoom?
We can hear you now. Yes, you're here.
Okay, so I have to go through Zoom. And that's when I hear the echo in my on my ear.
Okay. So you're not going through blog?
I'm going through blog for the recording.
Okay, yeah, just leave it, you can just leave it, okay. I'm going to let you do your thing. We've done too much conversation. Yeah, the article is being recorded.
Okay, well, we do what we do every time. We just work through it.
Amen.
I greet you all in the name that's above every name of Jesus Christ. I'm excited about this time of the year. I am really, truly excited about this time of the year because this is the time for March Madness, college basketball. But this is the time of the year that my mother really doesn't like. And she doesn't like this time of the year just due to the fact that she can't watch her stories, as she says. She can't watch her soap operas. But, Mama, if you're listening, I'm sorry you can't watch the soap operas, but Sonny Boy is so happy right about now. And the reason why I'm happy, I like watching these college players play basketball because they're hungry. Because they want to make it to the next level. They want to leave college and go to the pros, the NBA, and all of them want to be drafted in the first round. And why do they want to be drafted in the first round? Because to get drafted in the first round, their contract is all guaranteed money. Go in the second round, you don't have to be guaranteed money, but you have a contract. And these players are so hungry that they're doing something that most of us do on the regular. Or regular. Now, we're going to look at a portion of Scripture that we looked at back in September. But I'm going to actually do something different with the same passage of Scripture. Please turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke. Luke is right after Mark and right before John. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, and we are going to start reading at verse 13. From the King James text. Luke. 12th chapter, starting at verse 13. I hear pages turning, and I still see people on Zoom looking. Now, we're not going to read the scriptures quickly just to prove that we can read. We're going to read this way so that the word of God will minister to us just through reading. Verse 13, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he may divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who has made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a rich man brought forth plenty. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to store my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Back in September, I used the theme, if you can remember, your mouth can be your word. I used that theme, your mouth can be your word. And I extract a principle out of that about what the man thought and what he said and what was the actions that came up. His soul was required of him. But tonight, I want to use that same portion of scripture and speak to you from this thought, this subject, eating with your eyes. Eating with your eyes. Remember I talked about this time of the year, the college basketball players, they're hungry. They have their eyes set on a prize. And their prize is making it to the NBA. I remember many years ago, my youngest son, Rashawn, was playing football. And he was on special teams. And there was a play where they had kicked the ball off and my son was the gunner to go get the man catching the ball. And I looked at him, who was catching the ball, and I looked at my son. And I said, we are going to have a collision. Because Rashawn was holding on him with his eyes. He locked in on him. He hit the boy so hard, he knocked the boy out the game. And then when my son got up, he did a thing that football players do. He took his hand and he went like this more zoom. He's like, I ate him up. I ate him up. But he ate him up first with his eyes. And after he made that hit, he never made another hit like that for the rest of the game. I believe it was due to the fact that he hit the boy so hard that he knocked him out the game. Good hit, legal hit, but it bothered. But I want to talk about what we do today. How many of us are like this barn-building fool, I call him? And if you take a look at this, he's really dealing with greed. But where does the greed start? The greed starts by you looking at it, and you are eating with your eyes. How many times they tell you, do not go into the supermarket hungry. You go into the supermarket hungry, you start shopping. When you come out of there, you spend more money than you intended to spend. Why? Because you were eating with your eyes. And all it was basically greed. How many times, true story, a couple weeks ago after church, I took my fiance to a diner that she likes to attend. It's the Coach House Diner in Hackensack, New Jersey. I don't know what it is about that diner, but she loves that diner. So we go there. So we were there after church. And she ordered what she ordered. And I believe that day I had ordered two eggs over medium, steak, onions, mushroom, home fried potatoes, and toast. Now, there was a guy who came with his wife, stepped to the right, And one thing about me, I have very good hearing. I act like I don't hear it, but I hear almost everything. So he had told his wife what he wanted to eat. They was waiting for the waitress to come by. Now, our food had came. I don't know why people do this. But my fiance said, you know, you're looking in your food. But he already knew what he wanted. But when he saw it, he said, look, I want that. What changed his mind? He was hungry and he was eating with his eyes. How many times you go somewhere to eat or make your own plate and you put too much food on the plate? You can't put it in the stomach. Why? Because you eat with job. See, one thing that you have to do, if you have to cut your coat to fit yourself, you have to cut your coat to fit yourself. If you have too much material, it ain't gonna live. But many people are so greedy, so covetous. What will they do? They don't want to cut it because they don't want to get rid of it. They want to hold on to it. And in the process of doing so, what happens is it causes harm. See, the things that greed will do, it will cause wastefulness, and it will cause destruction. We've already seen an example here in the Bible. The first example, as you know, I like to give examples to back up what's being said. Here is a man who had more than enough. Now, mind you, it's his. He can do whatever he wants with it. But he ate with his eyes to the degree that it cost him his life. Don't let you eat with your eyes cost you doing. Oh, you don't have to be greedy just for food. It could be for anything. It could be for money. It could be for food. It could be for property. It could be for land or real estate. It could be for electronics. You can use your eyes for many different things. Or as I would like to say, that could be your weakness. And I always take a weakness and I give it a name. And I give the name of a female like I got in the Bible. Like Samson had a weakness. Who was his weakness? His weakness was the lie. So my question to you is, what's your delight? What's the thing with you that you have to eat with your eyes? That you never get enough of. But you always got to have more. And you got to have more. And you got to have more. You never get fulfilled. Because you see, greed is nothing, and eat with your eyes is nothing but a strong, selfish desire. I'm talking about you eating with your eyes, or whatever your Delilah may be. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scripture. Let's go to Luke. Back to Luke. Let's go to verse 15. Let's look at this a little different way. And he about Jesus, said unto them, take and beware of covetousness. This is Jesus saying, it all starts in your spirit. But I just use your spirit as your eye. because the spirit sees things as well. A man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possessed. Now, I know it says the word man, but women, ladies, y'all in this too. Okay, you like them shoes. But ain't this the fifth pair of shoes you'd have bought this week? Okay, enough's enough. That's the eighth dress you've been bought in 21 days. You could just get your nails touched up 3 days ago. What you going back there now for? Bruh. And already play pool with your fellas on Friday night. And playing pool is your stick. And you going back out again tonight? Let's go a little bit further and take a look at this. It's not what you possess. How much can your eye hold? How much can you eat with that? But if you keep eating with your eyes, guess what? That's a hole that will never be filled. That is a desire that will never be satisfied. Why? Let's take a look at the scripture. Verse 16. He spoke, he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. So apparently this is not the first time he's had a whole group of harvest. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do because I have no room to restore my goods? So him and his team had a growing hand to good crop. Then he said he's going to pull down his barn and build new. Did he have to do that? No. But he had all of these fruits. He had all of these crops. He didn't want to let it go because he was eating with his eyes. There's nothing wrong with the plan. There's nothing wrong with storing up for tomorrow. But sometimes you can store up so much that what you store goes right. But you don't want to let it go. Why? Notice I'm driving home. You're eating with your eyes. Now, it brought forth for him. And in the process of when you're eating with your eyes and you're still doing it, it's a trap. But you can't see the trap because you've got your eyes focused on that prize that you eat with your eyes that you can't see the better for being focused on that. How is it that mice and rats get caught up in that trap? They focused on that cheese. That's how they get caught. What do they do? Eating with their eyes. Let's take a look at some more scripture. I want you to turn with me. I'm going to cut to the chase. We here at Blog Talk Radio went through the whole book of Proverbs. If you get a chance, you have nothing to do, go back into the archives and listen to the whole study that we did. But I want you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23. Because when you eat with your eyes, you have more than enough. You're being a glut. Me and Greek. Proverbs chapter 23. And when you get there, like I said, I'm reading from the King James text, and I'm going to start at verse 1. With a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. This is actually talking about eating food. Consider. Who's giving it to you? And look again. Put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man, give it to appetite. So if you are getting into eating with your eyes, you might as well already take a knife and put it to your throat. Because you already set up for a trap. And you already set up for destruction. Verse 3. Be not desirous of his dainty. And that word dainty means delicacy. For they are deceitful meat. So the thing that you are desiring, that you're eating with your eyes, is a delicacy. It's that top-notch stuff to you, whatever it may be. And then you're supposed to be around. It is a deceitful thing to you, deceitful meat. And this category is talking about the scripture, talking about deceitful food. But abstracting a principle here, I'm talking about being greedy for anything. I believe it was Teddy Pender, the female mind bender, Teddy Pendergrass, who made that song, "The More I Get, the More I Want." Very well. Back in the day, can't get enough of your love. Eating with God. And eventually, it goes into a trap, and it brings destruction amongst yourself. I have more for you, but I'm going to ease up right now. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns at this point? Oh, I smell smoking grain right about now. How folks are thinking, huh? What are things that have you eaten with your eyes that you may just seem you can't get rid of? You don't want things to come up. Like I call them once again, the barn building food. But you know, on Blog Talk Radio, I always give you the antidote, the thing that you can use in Scripture to stop you from eating with your eyes. In many instances, the people do this is because they feel that it's inadequate for what they have, and they feel that they're not going to get it again. They're not going to get it anymore. They want to get it. They want to hold it. They want to store it up. Why? Because they are waiting or failing. They're waiting and looking for something that they really believe is not going to happen again, and they're going to be in life. That is why many people do eat with their eyes. That's why many do it. And they don't know why they do it, but that's why many do it. Now, some do it just because they're great, like we're worried about the ball field or soon. But let me give you the way, the scripture that will help you stop. Turn me to God. Turn me to Hebrews. Turn to Hebrews. The 13th chapter. Now, while you're turning to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, I want to give you a little nothing. I said this before, but some have probably forgotten. I want you to tell you that Paul Paul did not write Hebrews. And I'll tell you why Paul didn't write Hebrews. He didn't write Hebrews because the writer of Hebrews states that they learned their information secondhand. Somebody else taught this. But as we know, we study our Bible, Paul learned from Jesus directly himself. So Paul didn't write Hebrews. And if you would like the scriptures on that, that's another thing. But if you can't wait, just send me a message. I'll give you the scriptures so you can research it for yourself. But turn with me to Hebrews. Chapter 13. And we're going to read one verse, which is verse 5. Let your conversation, and that doesn't mean talking like we're doing right now. It means your conduct. So it can be read like this. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Let the way you carry yourself, let it be not with your eyes. Let it be without that. And be with such things as ye have. For he said, I will never be more forsaken. Wasn't a prophet by a book. And I say a standard, it's not a standard. But got fed every day. And is drunk water out of the brook. Did not the children of Israel be fed? Does not God honor his word? Let not your conduct be without covetousness. I will never leave thee or forsake thee. So, why do you eat your jobs? We've already seen what your eyes can do to you. I got more scripture. Turn me to the Gospel according to Matthew. give you another example. Matthew chapter 19. And let's go to verse 16. And behold, one came, said unto him, Good man, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit, that may I have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, Which? Jesus says, Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, keep them. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What? The young man said unto him, All these I have kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Here we go. Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that which thou hast. Give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and follow me. But when the young man heard that thing, he went away sorrowful. For he had great possessions. He ate with his eyes to the degree that he lost eternal life. Apparently that's what he saw meant more to him and what he had than what Jesus said. Do you see the pattern of the destruction that one is bringing on themselves? But you see you eating with your eyes will sometimes not only hurt you, but it also hurts some of the ones that you love. Or it may not hurt you at all, but hurt the ones that you love. You want scripture? Let's turn to Joshua. Joshua 7 chapter. I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis of it. But this evening, you can Joshua chapter 7. And you start at verse 18. But read the whole chapter to get the whole story. Achan was disobedient. And before I had preached about it from Joshua 7, verse 1 through 2, I believe it was. And I was talking about which way to turn. I did a story of the names of Jericho, Ai, Beth-Aven, and Bethel. It's in the archives. Chapter 7. And they lost the battle. And the reason why they lost the battle was because the sin of Achan. The sin of Achan caused an army to lose a battle they should have won. The reason why they lost the battle, when you start reading at verse 18, you will see Joshua went to him. He took so many precious metals and wedges of silver and gold and all of that right there and caused destruction in the game. By him having to have what I'm going to call these precious metals because he was eaten with his eyes. And he was told not to take the spoils of the war, but he did. By his eating with his eyes cost him his life, and it cost his family's life. Because the scripture said that they got stuck. You eating with your eyes will cause a trap and cause destruction. Brother Moffitt, I remember the things that we do towards the end, but I want to open up all the mics. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Is there
enough,
Brother Moderator, in your hands?
Amen, amen. We do have a few numbers on. Do you have any comments? I don't know if you can hear, being that it's coming from Zoom. Are there any comments? Any comments? Amen. Well, let me go ahead and comment on my end. Eating with your eyes. Wanting more than you need. And when you're wanting more than you need, that means that you can store up too much. And when you store up too much, I like what you said, that it can ruin a person. It can ruin a person. Or whatever you have that you stored up can be ruined. But with food, having too much food, and eventually you want so much, and then you store up so much and find that when you get ready to eat it, that it's ruined. It's gone bad simply because you did not eat it, or you were not able to eat it in a specified time. So I do like where you said that, and then all of this really narrows down to building a barn, building food, building a barn, building a bigger barn, wanting something bigger, something that you need, or wanting more, but you have already enough. God providing that you have a certain amount, but then you want more, so you decide to build a bigger barn. And that bigger barn is a little bit too much for what you need, and then you find yourself turning to ruin. But I like the way when you went to the scripture in terms of what you gained so much, and then Jesus said, you know, sell all your possessions, sell everything that you have. And because you're eating with your eyes and you get caught up having too much, wanting too much, that you don't want to let it go, that you don't want to share it with the poor, that you don't want to share it with someone that is in need or standing in need. So I like, you know, how you alluded to that. Because sometimes we can have a little bit too much, and then having too much, we don't even want to take the time to share it with others that don't have. So I do like that. So I thank you for bringing forth that analogy on that. Amen. Are there any one else? Dr. Suzanne, go ahead.
Thank you for breaking down this word line for line. Such a blessing. I was taking notes and going back and forth between two different Bibles or three Bibles to look at the different interpretations, and I was quiet because I kept reading. Thank you so much. Not just the crack side, but you open up the word for our curiosity, you know, for us to dig deeper or take a deeper dive into the word. And I thank you. Would you allow me to read from the Passion Bible? Okay, in the Passion, the scriptures that you quoted for in Proverbs, it says, when you, this chapter is about wisdom, and wisdom will protect you. Wisdom will protect you from yourself. Now, when you've been invited to dine with a very important leader, consider your manners and keep in mind who you're with. Be careful to curb your appetite and catch yourself before you fall into the trap of wanting all you see. Don't crave their delicacies, for they may have another motive in having you sit at their table. Don't compare yourself to the rich. Surrender your selfish ambition and evaluate them properly. For no sooner do you start counting your wealth that it sprouts wings and flies away like an eagle in the sky. Mm-hmm. Here today, gone tomorrow. Praise God. It makes me think about how anxious we get about tomorrow and whether we're going to have enough, so we think we have to store up things. And it made me think about, like, the Israelites and the manna that the Lord poured from heaven for them. They were provided for that day. He provides our needs as for the day. And instead of becoming anxious and them collecting all the manna, and then it went bad, it was spoiled, because it wasn't for tomorrow, it was for that day. And it's the same thing with us, that the Lord provides, that we don't have to hoard, we don't have to store up, because he is going to provide for us. We don't have to be greedy. We don't have to be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. That's what the Lord says. If he'll take care of a sparrow, he'll certainly take care of us. Then we don't have to do those things. So praise God. Thank you for breaking down the word line for line. I appreciate that.
Amen.
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 I see here. Don't think you're going to get away without speaking. You're going to say something on tonight. We have a guest on Zoom. If you don't do nothing, just say your name, your pastor, and your church friend. You are welcome. If you keep with us more than 15 minutes, you're family.
Hello, everybody. My name is Deborah Bynum. And I, my church home is Greater Universal Baptist Church, where my pastor is the Reverend Howard. And I'm happy to be on here today. It was a great learning experience, and I like the way that Pastor Miles broke it down. And you also, Dr. Susan Clay, and with your breakdown on it also. So I really enjoyed it. And I would not consistently come on because I have Bible study with my church on Wednesday at 7. So I'm going to try and come on as much as I can to learn the word and to fellowship with you all. Thank you.
Amen. Sister Bynum, Bynum, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
What city are you from, Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry. In the Bronx, New York. I'm visiting with Minister Graham. I'm staying with her for a while. And,
You are so welcome, Minister. Thank you for joining us. And
I enjoyed it.
Well, you know what? If you can't make it here with us in real time, we have the archive. So everything is recorded. So you can always go back and listen.
Okay, I would have to get that information so I can go to the archive and listen. I will get that information from Minister Graham.
You're so welcome to be here anytime.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Amen. Pastor Miles, it is back in your hands for the folks.
I like to thank you for speaking. I know she's going to get me later, but, you know, it comes with the territory. But I would like to address something that your wife said, Dr. Suzanne, and I send it to you. You're going to hear it again. Thank you for having me. But I'll tell you about the message, and I told it to your husband time and time again. I'm not this creative. I am not this creative. I've had this topic for months. The message didn't come until the morning. So, I mean, I have bits and pieces and thoughts, but I'm not just creative. So, thank you, but I'm giving it back to where it came from. And it came from God. I hope and pray that something was said, the scriptures stood out to you to help you be better in your life. Because one thing that I've always said to many different people, I follow this book. I follow this book. Now, don't get me wrong, I ain't perfect. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, I fall in that category. But there were things at this certain stage in my life that I shouldn't be doing because of maturity in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, there are some times I eat with my eyes. I put a little extra on the plate because just because that macaroni and cheese look good doesn't mean I need two helpers.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I can only eat one. And Lord knows, my fiance make a lamb chop. I put three of them on the plate knowing I could only eat two.
Mm-hmm.
Eat with that. If all hearts and minds are clear, I want to open up the doors of the church. If you have something that you're struggling with, and it starts with you eating with your eyes, it's okay. You've acknowledged it. If you want prayer, press number one on your phone. We here at New Beginners Ministry will pray with you. Or if you don't want to pray with us and you want a church home, we'll direct you where to go in your area. But also remember, we all need some help one time or another.
Amen.
Understand. Get you some therapy in that area. Maybe soon, but get you some therapy because some therapy is the least. But what we're giving you right here, we're giving you ministry, and ministry is deliverance. That's why I need you to work. Is there one? Let us pray to be dismissed. Our Father and our God, come to you. Thank you at this hour. And thank you for all that has happened in this hour. And Lord, let us take your word. Let us eat it up, digest it, and live it out. Lord, let us spread your word to those who are in a hungry land, who desire to hear and to have your word. And we'll be careful to give your word to me, the honor and the praise. Now unto him that has the power to establish us according to the gospel of preaching of Jesus Christ. Keep your for him and for us. Now may sweet communion of the Spirit rest through the body and each other now and the church said, amen.
Good night, all.
In a crowded room.
Amen.
Oh,